Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey, welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed yesterday's episode. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, I would recommend that you listen to that first. So this week, we are doing a week-long series on work-life balance and self-care and taking care of yourself. And it's really, really important. For those of you who have been with me for a while, know that I struggled with my own burnout and physical health crisis, and I've come to the other side of that, and I really wanted to help as many of you as I could, because I know that this is a real challenge that we're faced. So let's talk about what the challenge for child care directors are and what we're facing in maintaining that healthy work-life balance. You know, the job demands that we have are really challenging, and it might make it hard for you to have that work-life balance with long hours. I mean, I know that this is one of the biggest challenges for child care directors and owners, is long hours that come with the job. From early mornings to late evenings, child care directors are often required to work extended hours to ensure the smooth running of the facility. And this can make it difficult for them to find time for themselves or their families outside of work. I know that that had been the case for me and several of my directors for quite some time. And, you know, emotional stress. Working with young children, although it's rewarding, can also be emotionally demanding. And child care directors often find themselves dealing with challenging behaviors, difficult situations, and emotional outbursts on a daily basis. And this emotional stress can really take a toll on our mental health and our well-being, making it even more important for you to find ways to unwind and relax outside of work. And then, of course, there's the administrative responsibilities. In addition to working directly with children and staff, child care directors also have a range of administrative responsibilities to juggle, as we're often finding ourselves juggling staff management, budgets, new regulatory compliance. And these tasks can be time-consuming and stressful, leaving little time for child care directors to focus on their own personal lives and well-being. I know for me, during the day, you get to a point where you're so busy taking care of your team and the families and doing all the things that need to be done during the day, during the normal work hours. And then everybody goes home, and then you're scratching your head going, oh my God, when am I going to have time to do my job? Like, all these administrative pieces that often don't get done during the day. They're typically done on nights and weekends. And so that makes it really hard for you to then go ahead and self-care. But don't worry, we'll talk about a few strategies a little bit later in the episode that hopefully will help you. And, you know, let's talk about limited resources. Child care facilities are struggling. We've always worked on tight budgets, but that means that we're doing more, or we're required to do more anyway, with less. And this can lead to feelings of burnout and frustration, as child care directors struggle to meet the needs of their staff, children, and families with these limited resources. And I feel like since pandemic funding and supports are really at the end, they're starting to dry up. And I would say, you know, it's probably fair to say by the middle of the summer, all of those monies and all of those funds will be gone. And then as we roll into the fall, a time of year that we normally get really excited about, universal pre-K is a real thing. And it is really having a major impact on privately owned centers. And so, you know, the plethora of students who would come flying through the doors in September for pre-K registration, they now have more options than ever. And some of those options are now free, which makes it very hard to compete. So what are you doing? So although all those things sound negative and stressful, which they are, despite all of that, it's still important for childcare directors to prioritize their own well-being, finding ways to maintain that healthy work-life balance. So let's talk about a few of those tips. First, it is important for you to set boundaries. It's important to establish clear boundaries between work and personal time. Avoid the temptation to check work emails or messages outside of designated work hours to prevent burnout. One of the things that we started to do is to use our company app, and we use ProCare, and it has a staff messaging app, and it has a scheduling app, and it has ways for us to communicate with our staff. And for years and years, and we still have it now, but I'm about to delete it, we had a Facebook work page. It's a private page for our staff. And that could be great for events and, you know, certain things if you have task groups and things like that. But what I found was it really started to get outside of work time. And people would be messaging through these social media platforms, you know, that you want to have for your own family and friends, and to communicate with, you know, loved ones that live far away and colleagues and things like that. And it was hard to really create those boundaries. And so using something that is only work-related and only work folks can use, like your work app, really did help with setting the boundaries. You want to delegate responsibilities. Delegate tasks to your staff members, and this will help lighten your workload. And you have to trust your team can handle certain responsibilities without constantly micromanaging them. Make sure that you're doing the tasks that are high profit for you and high priority for you. And the other things that aren't, those are the things that you're going to delegate. And don't forget to keep the things that you like to do. And that's funny because we all like to do different things. And a lot of times when I have folks that are like, well, I'd love to help, I'll take XYZ off your plate. And it's often the things I enjoy. Some of the things I don't enjoy is, QuickBooks. Those are not fun. I do, as a teacher by trade, I love creating curriculum. I love putting together new interest centers in the classroom. Those are things I really like to do. So when you're delegating, make sure they are high priority tasks and things that help your growth or help you be a leader in your field, in your industry, in your building. Those are the places I like to spend my time. You want to prioritize that self-care and make time for self-care activities such as exercise, hobbies, relaxation, taking breaks throughout the day to recharge. This can really help you feel or avoid feeling that overwhelm. Sometimes, 5 or 10 minute gratitude breaks are one way to help yourself recharge. For me, I have to work in a space that is clean, beautiful, inviting, relaxing. And so my little corner, my little office, my little desk is kind of my zen place. And for everybody, that looks different, you know. But for me, that's, you know, that is a place in work where I try to do some self-care during my breaks. I'll do some meditation, listen to some relaxation music, or just, read something quick that will help me re-energize and make it through the afternoon. It's really important that you create a support system. Seek support from colleagues, friends, or family members. Sharing your challenges and seeking advice from others who understand your experiences can be incredibly helpful. I have a few director friends that are locally next to me. And sometimes we'll just go, we'll grab lunch, or we'll have a quick phone call, or we'll help each other with an area that we might be stuck with, whether it's applications, whether it's regulations, whether it's a new question on your state's workforce registry, whatever it is. It's really important that you have that support to make what you do a little bit easier and a little bit more fulfilling. And then time management. You have to use tools. Use tools like calendars or to-do lists to prioritize tasks. If you don't, and you wake up and you just show up for work, you are just kind of letting the day run you. And I promise you, if you're not writing these things down, you don't have a system in place, you are going to run the hamster wheel. I don't care how great you are at what you do, you have to prioritize where you're spending your time. Setting those realistic goals and deadlines can help you stay organized and focused, and don't procrastinate. And I know some of you say, I work much better under the gun. Well, lie to yourself about when the deadline is so that you're still pressured to do what you do, if that helps get your creative juices going, but it will help you meet those timelines. And if you hit a bump in the road, you still gave yourself that little bit of a cushion, because we cannot continually be under toxic stress. It is not good for us. So, you know, those are some of the things that I can think about. Also, flexible scheduling. Consider implementing flexible work hours for yourself and your leadership team. Maybe even remote work 1 or 2 days can really help be beneficial in accommodating your personal needs. So maybe you're working on your licensing application or putting in your quality rating system plans in place. You know, things that really require desk work, I would say, are those are good things to maybe do off-site. And then more of the working with your team, working on your physical space, communicating with your parents, those are all things that, you know, probably are better done in person while you're at the center. But, you know, things that really require non-interruption, I would say, if you can, try to consider some flexible scheduling. And then work-life integration. Look for ways to incorporate your personal interests and hobbies into your work. Creating a positive work environment that promotes work-life balance for all staff members is key. And one of the things that I would love to say when you're talking about work-life integration is don't forget the professional development piece. Invest in ongoing training and development opportunities for yourself and your team, not only staying current on industry trends or best practices to improve your efficiency and effectiveness, because we all really like to do that. You know, we always, I feel like, do these professional development around work, but maybe you do some professional development around work-life balance, around some of those strategies that I mentioned earlier, how to delegate, you know, how to have better scheduling, what tools are available for time management, or what organizations can you join to be with other like-minded folks who can support you during the good and bad times. So those are areas I would look at in terms of your professional development. But I feel like by implementing these practical tips and strategies, you can achieve a healthier balance between your work responsibilities and your personal life. And remember to prioritize self-care and seek support when needed to ensure your well-being. So that's it for today's episode. I hope that you find it helpful. I hope you feel great, recharged, and inspired to start your day. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. If you like today's episode, please be sure to leave us a review on your favorite listening platform. If you haven't subscribed yet or put a notification for the upcoming episodes, please do so. And thank you again for tuning in. Have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.